Stephen Colbert, the Democratic Party may not last, someday there may not be Republicans. By Hannah Blow on April 12, 2021. CBS's Late Show host Stephen Colbert concluded that there may come a day when the Democrat Party falls apart and Republicans no longer exist. Colbert said during a recent episode of the Spotify podcast Jemele Hill is unbothered. The GOP literally doesn't have a platform and its lone leader literally incited an insurrection. Host Jemele Hill asked Colbert where he believes Republicans will go from here, accusing them of doubling down on voter suppression and white supremacy. Parties don't last forever, Colbert began, explaining that the Democrat Party may not last either. The Democratic Party may not last. Nothing is guaranteed. I mean, the Democratic Party could go through its own fracturing. I mean, it's a fragile coalition at all times, and so that's why, in some ways, it's difficult for them to maintain power even though more people identify as Democrats. Because it's not monolithic. I don't know. There are no Whigs anymore, Colbert continued. Someday there may not be Republicans. It doesn't mean there shouldn't be Republicans. But you just can't sustain a party if you literally don't have a platform. There literally is no platform. There literally is only one leader, and that man literally incited an insurrection, he said of former President Donald Trump. Notably, the Senate voted to acquit Trump of those accusations in the second impeachment trial, which occurred post-presidency. Stephen Colbert praised Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., Representative Adam Kinzinger, R.E.L., and Senator Ben Sasse, R.N.E., Republicans he identified as laying the bet that it isn't going to last, that Trumpism is not a thing that can last. Listen. Colbert has continued to stand as an outspoken supporter of Biden and the radical left's agenda. Going to bat for him last year, joining then-vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris for a Biden Victory Fund event, where they reportedly discussed the importance of the election and clean energy and the plan to build back better. Tickets ranged from $250 to $100,000.